You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This month is Disability Pride Month, a month-long event celebrating disabled communities. It began in the United States to commemorate the passing of the Americans with Disability Act in July 1990, and now celebrates people with disabilities, their identities, their culture, and contributions to society across the world. The month aims to end the stigma of disability and ultimately change the way we think about and define the term. I spoke to Sam Morgan from the Disability Persons Assembly about the month and what it means in an Aotearoa context. I started by asking what Disability Pride Month means.
So I think Disability Pride Month is a little bit different in Aotearoa. It was originally started in the United States, and it's kind of marked by when the Americans with Disability Act was kind of put through, and that was when disabled people pretty much demanded that they were treated correctly and accessibility be thought of. And so in America they have a lot of regulations, so places have to be accessible, websites have to be accessible, and in an Aotearoa context, we don't actually have any regulations like that. I think it's different in Aotearoa, and very important to consider sort of pre-colonisation, Māori, or what we'd call disabled people. It was just seen as part of human and whānau diversity.
Why is it important to have a month dedicated to this kaupapa?
I think it's a good month for raising awareness, really. I think it's a good month to kind of talk about or celebrate sort of the uniqueness about disabled people, and also raise awareness sort of around like things like the social model of disability versus the medical model. The medical model kind of states that someone is disabled because of their condition, but the social model states that it's actually society that disables people. And an example of that would be if someone was a wheelchair user and they wanted to go to their favorite fashion store, but there was a step, so they couldn't get in, there's no ramp, that's when they're disabled. They're a wheelchair user. If there was a ramp, they wouldn't be disabled. If there was a ramp, but the the changing room wasn't big enough, they would be disabled in that instance. So I think Disability Pride Month is important to kind of learn about those things, because I think a lot of the time disabled people can be kind of seen, disability is framed in a way where it's sort of the disability lies within the person and themselves, but it's more so how they interact with the world.
And is there anything different about Disabled Pride Month this year?
Oh, I think there's been a lot of changes with flexible funding has kind of been cut. It's been a very, very rough time for disabled people and their whānau this year, and I think that's why it's really important for people to kind of think about these things like the social model of disability and sort of learn a little bit more of disabled people's experiences, because it's been an interesting last few months, yeah.
Can you talk a bit more about what further gains are needed for disability rights in Aotearoa?
I think there needs to be some standards. Some standards that ensure that there is accessibility, that websites are accessible, that new builds are accessible. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that, I think, yeah.
Has there been much improvement in this space in recent years?
I think there has been in terms of kind of seeing more allyship, but I think that when people learn, I keep harping on about the social model of disability, but I think when people learn that, a lot of people can actually start to feel more comfortable to come into the disability community, because I think there are a lot of people, you know, they might have chronic fatigue, and society isn't really set up in a way for a lot of people, and the disability community can be very like a welcoming space, and it can make people feel better about I think there's a lot to be learnt from the disability community.
And is there anything else you'd want able-bodied people to know about accessibility?
I think probably learning about language can be quite important, because, like, for example, some people might say, oh, that person in the wheelchair, or they're wheelchair bound, and it's important to say kind of, you know, like a wheelchair user. If you reframe it like that, it's less negative, I suppose. And if you use language like, oh, it fell on deaf ears, it's kind of putting a negative connotation on a whole community of people. So I think learning about language, respectful language, and I think the main thing is for people is just ask, what does support look like for you right now? If you're going to a gig and you know that maybe one of your friends is a wheelchair user, maybe make sure or find out if there's, you know, accessible bathrooms and stuff like that. Share information about accessibility. I think just doing a little bit of research on how to be an ally can go a really long way for disabled people feeling less disabled and more comfortable in themselves, and that'll increase pride, I think, yeah.
That was Sam Morgan from the Disability Persons Assembly on Disability Pride Month.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.